So hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 8th of July 2009. Could you just state your name, your age, and where you're from?
My name is Stefan Paul Stockton. I am 48 years old, I had to think there, and I'm from Cardiff in Wales.
And how are you today?
I'm all right.
And how did you hear about the project initially?
I saw a release for it when it very first was proposed to be one of the projects of the Fourth Plinth, and I just thought it would be a fantastic and amazing bit of art, and a bit of engaging art as well, because I don't think any other project that's been up there has the potential to engage in this kind of way.
Yeah. And what initially inspired you to take part in the project?
Because I really like the idea of it. I've seen three pieces of Anthony Gormley's work, and I just really like his work. I mean, I'm not a big art fan, but it's something about his work I really like, and I just thought I'd quite like to be part of this.
And what are your ideas for today for your hours?
All the plinths so far are about either doing or being. There's this huge kind of difference between the two, and I'm certainly one of the beings, and I'm just going to be. I would have had lunch up there actually, because the people sitting on the park benches next to me will also be having their lunch, and I just wanted to mirror what they were doing. But because my journey was so horrendous, I didn't get time to go and buy it when I got here. I'm going to be quite quiet, I'm going to be very reflective, and it's giving me an opportunity. I'm being forced to have an hour out of my life to myself, and the life I lead, I never get an opportunity to get that, and normally I don't have lunch either.
And is this something that you've been thinking about for a while?
Yeah, and it's really interesting, because I thought I kind of had settled what I was going to do, and then of course you start seeing everyone else, and if it's bad enough doing it for me on day three, God knows how people are going to feel on day 99 when everything will have gone before them. But actually I think being kind of reflective and just being and ignoring what's being said around you is probably the best way to go. And Jason, who was the second plinth, has written this lovely kind of short essay on what it was like being up there, and I completely kind of align myself with what he's saying. That's what I kind of looking for it. And also I want to feel what the energy's like on top of the plinth now. It must have quite an unusual kind of energy up there, and I just want to feel that and be part of it for an hour.
And are you doing this for anyone in particular?
No, I'm doing it for myself. I do a lot of work for a charity, and I also work very hard, and I also play very hard, and this is for me, and I just want it to be for me, and I don't care what people are calling out. I'm going to them. I've kind of got a game plan in my head, but it's just for me.
And can you just elaborate on, you said that you work for a charity. Will you be promoting this today?
No, I won't be. I work for a charity, and also I work for a dance company as well, and if I'd decided to promote one of them, the other one would have got very, very pissed off. And actually, this isn't about anyone else, this is about me, and I know that seems really selfish, but I give a huge amount of my life to two particular charities in particular, and I just thought, no, I just want some time out for me.
And how are you feeling about this hour of reflection?
I don't know, actually. In my head, that bit's absolutely fine. I'm not a great person with heights, but I certainly don't want the stick. I've done a cherry picker once before in my life, and I was screaming by the time I got to the top. And actually, if it rains, I'm not going to take a coat, and I will get water all over me. And although the idea of that is something I really hate, I just think it'll be really good for me to do it. So it's a bit of a personal challenge as well. I have got a spare set of clothes and a towel.
are you quite interested in the arts?
Yeah, I work for a dance and physical theatre company, so I've been involved in the arts quite a long time, but I have a large number of other interests, including living in Wales, rugby. I'm very passionate about rugby. And as I say, I've seen Anthony's work before, but I just think it's a brilliant idea for people to engage. I really hope it doesn't turn into a kind of art version of X Factor, because I think that'll be a real shame. I think people have really got to understand what it's about as a whole, rather than just be your hour of fame for you.
And you said you're going to kind of self-reflect. I mean, do you see it as a kind of performative hour?
I suppose so. I don't know. I mean, it's for me, really. God knows what anyone else is going to think of it. And actually, I don't care. I'm just going to be up there on my own. it's 20 odd feet up, so the space will be very different. And if people want to start heckling, well, then just let them heckle. I'm big enough and man enough to take it, actually. And if they do, that'll just provide a nice bit of telly for Sky.
And will you be bringing any props up with you?
No, I'm taking none. I'm just going with me. However, I might need a cigarette halfway through. I have a nicotine tolerance level. I can only normally go for an hour with one. I'm thinking of giving up later this year. But actually, I might have a cigarette just in protest at the man who did the protest at the beginning. And if I get shouted and screamed at, I don't care.
And what do you think of the protester?
Oh, I think it set it off absolutely brilliantly. I mean, I just hope that other protesters don't think that they have a right to get up there now, because actually it's all about the participants. I really wish it had been another protest organisation, like someone like, I can't remember the name of them, but I really wish it had been for someone else instead of just him, actually. But I think it was great. I think it started it off really well.
Great. And do you think you're going to be able to, I mean, are you looking to engage with the audience whilst you're...
No, I think they'll engage. I think they will engage with it in the way that they want to, and they'll reflect upon it. I mean, what will be absolutely brilliant, but of course isn't going to happen, but what will be absolutely brilliant, if because I'm up there being absolutely silent and for the majority of the time just not moving, I'd like them maybe to take some time out for themselves in this busy, horrendous world we live in. It ain't going to happen because I'm not going to communicate with them, but it would be quite nice if it did.
And what are you looking to take away from this experience?
Just having an hour to myself that I haven't had for such a long time. You know, house partner, work, Samaritans, kid, dog, cat. I drive several thousand miles a year because I have a very big region to cover. And actually, it's going to be quite nice being in a very, very different space with just me. And I'm really looking forward to that. And there are times when I've thought about it, I actually get quite emotional and quite teary. And I don't know why, I can't control that. But I just think it'll be a lovely thing to do. And I don't care what anyone says about it, what I do, because it's for me.
And you mentioned the fact that you've come from Cardiff.
Yes.
How do you feel about being in London, and what's your kind of relationship with the city?
I lived here for 7 years. I've lived in Wales now for 20 years. I learnt Welsh. I'm quite active in Welsh culture. The t-shirt I'm actually wearing is from a Welsh clothing company, and it says Shemai Butt, and that means how are you, mate? And so that's what I'm wearing up there. I didn't want to get all nationalist, because I don't think Wales is about 1970s nationalism. Wales nowadays is about being a bilingual nation and a bilingual country. But this is, you know, in deference to all my friends in Wales, really.
And is there any particular message you're trying to send out?
Just that people, you know, 20 years ago, more than that actually, 30, 40 years ago, I can remember being at school and I was all being told with the advent of the 20th century, technology would help change our lives. We'd have lots more leisure time, we'd have lots more social time, and actually that just hasn't happened. And I find with my work with Samaritans that people nowadays don't have time to think, and they don't have anyone to talk to. And actually, just taking some time out to think for yourself is a really powerful thing.
And sorry, just mentioning Samaritans, what kind of effect do you think that's had working with them for such a kind of significant...
Oh, I think, I'm not sure whether it's because of the person I was that I became a Samaritan, or whether Samaritans, being a Samaritan, has made me the person I am. I was very, very involved. I was last year in Bridgend, and I'm still very involved with what's going on down there. And some of the conversations I had with the relatives down there are conversations that stay with me for the rest of my life. So I do think doing that work has kind of shaped the way I am now at the age of 48, as I move into the next 20 odd years of my life.
Thank you so much, that's great. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's absolutely fine.
Great, thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to it, thank you.
Fabulous, thank you.